Johnson chose to begin serving their sentences immediately. They're now in the Dane County Jail. The two were arrested on Mother's Day last year during an annual protest at the Navy site in Clam Lake. They had been sentenced to 85 hours of community service, but they refused to do the work, so Magistrate Stephen Crocker sentenced them to 60 days in jail. Both John LaForge and Jane Hosking of Luck, Wisconsin, chose to begin serving their sentences immediately. They're now in the Dane County Jail. In statements to the judge, they said they believe trespassing at the Navy site is legal because it's part of an effort to stop nuclear war. The Navy's extremely low-frequency, or ELF, antenna sends messages to nuclear-armed submarines. Fellow activist Bonnie Erfer says she agrees with the stand LaForge and Hosking took.
Complying with the court in any manner, when in fact the courts do protect nuclear weapons with everything they have, with every gun they have, that's the issue for people who do the resistance and refuse to comply with something like community service. The community service has been done in being active and putting our lives on the line for the safety of everybody on the planet.
Magistrate Stephen Crocker says he sympathizes with the protesters' beliefs. In fact, he quoted pacifist writer Leo Tolstoy during the sentencing, suggesting that the ELF protests were like drops of water on a tree stump that may someday blossom. But he says now is not the time. A spokesperson for the Navy's Warfare Systems Command is less charitable towards the annual protests. Richard Williamson says their efforts to shut down ELF puts U.S. submarines at risk and threatens the policy of nuclear deterrence.
A group of people who are opposed to nuclear war and nuclear power have targeted it and feel that if they can shut down ELF, they can shut down America's ability to wage nuclear war. I have to tell you, after 29 years of military service, I have yet to find anybody in the military who is interested in war of any kind, because when we have war, people die. Deterrence is the key, and so far deterrence, at least in the nuclear aspect, has worked, and we hope it will continue to work.
Magistrate Crocker, for his part, has made it clear that he will never rule in favor of anti-nuclear protesters' claims that their actions are justified by international laws against nuclear war. He says the Federal Appeals Court in Chicago has already rejected that argument, but he says he's willing to listen sympathetically to their arguments. In today's sentencing, he gave one other protester a second chance to complete his community service. Jeff Lay says he couldn't finish it in the required time because he had to go to Iraq to protest the war. Now, he says, unless the U.S. attacks Syria or North Korea, he'll do his required hours at the Milwaukee Humane Society. Crocker told him protesting another war is not an acceptable excuse next time around. Timothy O'Shea of the U.S. Attorney's Office says the Justice Department will continue to prosecute trespassers at the ELF site and will ask for stiffer sentences in the future. O'Shea says longer jail time serves both the protesters' goal of drawing attention to their cause, and he hopes it will deter future acts of vandalism or violence at the site. Protesters say they'll be back at the ELF site next month for a Mother's Day protest. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.